Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, joining us all the way from Paris. She is the author of The Executive Field Guides, which I encourage you to find out more about. Leslie, tell us how we can find those.
I get to announce I've changed my website.
All right.
The best way to find out about all of this is to go to my name, which is LeslieLKossoff.com.
Leslie L. Kossoff, and that's two S's and two F's with a K. Leslie Kossoff, LeslieLKossoff.com. Thank you for that, making that available, Leslie. And that's what we're talking about, folks, the work that Leslie is doing to help you and me become better executives. And, Leslie, one of the things you want to talk about today is how to turn our vision to action. Talk to us about that.
This is a really big thing because, and as you know, you mentioned my book, Executive Thinking, a little bit ago. And
one of my favorites.
Thank you. And I happen to love it, too. And one of the very first premises that I establish in that is that you don't want to have a vision of something. You want to have a vision for your organization.
Mm-hmm.
We're listening to horns honking.
Sorry.
Excuse me. When you have a vision for your organization, it becomes action-oriented. The problem with most vision statements is that they are a vision of something that's always not only out of reach, but inconceivable. And so you want to shift your thinking so that it becomes actively a vision for what it is that you want your organization to be. And in order to be able to do that, you have to first take a very honest look at the competitive landscape in which you're now existing, which is going to be different from the competitive landscape.
So you're saying don't envision some shrine or some diorama.
No.
Envision something that's actually moving and spinning and whirring.
Something Absolutely, that's actually... because the whole goal of this, and, you know, over all of these years, you and I have been talking about quality, which is all based on incremental improvement. That's how you achieve your goal, and that's why the goal is always a vision for something, because with each improvement that you make, step by step by step, some of them are going to be baby steps, and some of them are going to be giant steps, and some of them are going to be quantum leaps, but all of them are in line with achieving this vision for what your organization can be. Not as you say, this, you know, sort of amorphous shrine. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not building clouds.
Something behind a glass.
No, absolutely not. This is something that has to be tangible every day.
Well, can you give us an example of how would a small business get sort of upside down with this and then correct it? What would be an example of a small business having a vision of something instead of for something?
Okay. And so we are going to be the premier provider of whatever, you know, mm-hmm. in our, and then whether it's local or global, it doesn't matter. We will be the premier provider. No, you won't.
That's a vision of
something. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a vision of something.
Right.
And so instead, what you want to do is establish the vision for your organization. How do you want it to operate? The questions that come with establishing a vision for become very, very concrete. How do you want it to operate? What are the kinds of people that you want to hire? What is the future of the arena that you're working in so that you can take a look at what are the types of products and services that you need to be providing? And from those, you then develop a vision for the organization. You may become, as a result, the premier provider of whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the way you get there. The way that you get there is turning vision into something that's very, very specific, tangible, always slightly out of reach, because you always want that impetus to continue improving.
So we will become the premier provider, or we will become a provider of products that customers want by improving our our customer satisfaction 25% or something. That's not a really good example, but something that's more tangible.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, the only part of that that I would really take out is forget about the 25%,
right.
Because once you've done 25%, you're done.
But something measurable, something that can actually be accomplished. And do you give it a time? Do you give it a chronology?
Well, you know, what you want to do is have the vision so that it's about double the time of whatever your strategic plan is.
Right.
So that, you know, you're working the strategy, but the vision is just slightly beyond what the strategy is.
So if you have a one-year, if you're working off of a 12-month strategy, you want your vision to be about 24 months. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that when you get to the end of your year, your strategy year, then you also set your vision for the next 24 months.
And see, this is what executives do. And I was I asked Joel Barker about his definition of an executive. He said an executive, and you've taught us this too, Leslie. An executive is somebody whose job it is to take the company from where it is to where it needs to go.
Yes.
Meaning not getting bogged down in where it is as much, but at least always keeping one eye on the horizon. And what you're saying is an executive always has to be thinking at least, you know, one increment ahead of where the execution is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because the people inside of the business, and we need also to talk about how a small business owner, particularly with all of the pressures that they're under, can see both the forest and the trees at the same time. And there's a little trick.
I want you to give us that trick right after these messages. Folks, pay attention, because this trick's going to be on the test. You're not going to want to miss that. Ten till right back with after these messages with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. I told you we'd get smarter when Leslie joined us. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.